Thank you, Russ Morgan. But now to Act Two of Ham for Sale with Jack Benny, Barbara Stanwyck, Basil Rathbone, and Michael Curtiz. As the curtain rises, we find that the unsuspecting Miss Stanwyck has invited Mr. Benny over to her home. Mr. Benny bursts into Miss Stanwyck's residence, and the butler takes it from there.
Right this way, Mr. Benny. I'll show you into the drawing room.
Thank you, thanks.
Mr. Rathbone is here already.
Oh, he is. One of those anxious guys, eh? Say, this is a lovely home.
May I take your umbrella, Mr. Benny?
Oh, yes, yes. I should have left it out in the hall. You know, it looked like rain when I started out. I was ashamed. Dum-da-da-dum. Bum-bum-bum. Well, Mr. Rathbone. I'm Jack Benny, the movie star.
Now, how do you do?
How do you do? So the two rivals meet, eh?
Rivals?
Yes. Well, perhaps I should let Barbara tell you, but it looks like, well, I'm taking your place.
You're taking my place?
Well, it's this way. At rehearsal tonight, you and I are both going to read the part, and of course, the best man will win.
The best man?
Yes.
Mr. Benny, when only two people are involved in a statement, the comparative is used. You don't say the best man will win, you say the better man will win.
Oh.
Now, if three or more people are involved, then the word best is the correct adjective.
I see.
So before we compete for the part in this play, Mr. Benny, perhaps it would be as well if you first learned how to speak English.
Well, for your information, Mr. Rathbone, I went to Waukegan High School 4 years, and I excelled in English. In fact, I got 99 every single term.
Now, ain't that interesting?
Now, cut that out! And getting back to the Screen Guild show, the way the script is written now, you play the part of Miss Stanwyck's husband. Is that correct?
That is correct and final.
Well, that remains to be seen. I've heard of sore losers in my life, but this guy takes the cake, you know.
Step right in here, Mr. Cortez. Miss Stanwyck will be with you shortly.
Thank you. Oh, hello, Basil. Hello.
Michael, boy, how are you?
Fine, fine.
Oh, hello, Mr. Cortez.
What are you doing here?
Well, I just thought I'd drop around to see if I...
Now, listen, Mike. I don't know what this is all about, but I demand an explanation.
Look, Mr. Rathbone.
Explanation? That's what I want.
Look, Mr. Cortez.
I was under the impression that I was to appear opposite Miss Stanwyck.
Look, Mr. Rathbone.
Of course you were.
Look, Mr. Cortez.
Then what is this all about?
Look, Mr. Now, look!
Now, Mr. Benny, when I spoke to you on the telephone, I thought I made perfectly clear
good
that
evening,
I...
everybody.
Well, here's Barbara.
Hello.
Hello, Barbara.
How are you?
Well, here we are.
Just set the coffee down here, Richard.
Yes, madam.
Demi-tasse, Mr. Curtis?
No, thank you.
Coffee, Basil?
Yes, please.
I'll have some, too.
Here you are, Jack.
Thanks. Oh, Barbara, this is the better coffee I ever tasted.
Mr. Benny, the word is best.
There are only two of us drinking it. Now, make up your mind. Well, we're all here, so let's get started with the rehearsal.
Just one moment. Oh, Mike, let's get this settled before for Mr. Benny's benefit, shall we? Is he or is he not replacing me in the play?
Certainly not. That's ridiculous.
Of course it's ridiculous.
Why, it's absurd.
You stay out of this.
Please. Please stop.